Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.
Now, Helen joins me from Evergreen. Helen, morning. How are you today?
Good, Keith. How are you?
Thank you. You brought the sunshine with you, so you did.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you for pulling that from Galway Shopping Centre up. Some of the questions we've got in, Keith, when you're talking to Helen from Evergreen, would you ever ask her that I'm thinking about taking collagen supplement and how would it benefit me? What is collagen supplement?
So your collagen is the most important, like I would think, probably the most important protein, like the most abundant protein. And it's literally in your body for structure. It's the 3, 4, 5 S's, your structure, your strength, your, like, anywhere where you have flexibility. So your hair, skin and nails, your joints. And you can get it in the diet, like your bone broth or your protein foods. They have building blocks for it. But it's nice to get a supplement to kind of take all the guesswork out of it and to help support your joints and your skin. So it takes a while to take hold sometimes, a bit of patience, and it can take maybe 10 weeks. But people use it a lot this time of year for the joints. So for wound healing, for joint issues, pain relief, that kind of thing. And they would also use it for skin. So, you know, smoothness, maybe wrinkles. And the one you get in our store, we have loads of options. And we actually have one on offer at the moment. But it'll be broken down to small bits. So the absorption is much better. 3 to 10 grams a day, every second day, most days. And you'd be flying it.
Good. So hopefully that answers that. What would be best to help with frequent cold sores? Somebody else wants to know.
Yeah, the cold sores are out again.
Is it the weather that's causing it?
Yeah, I think it's been a rough winter. And then one of the triggers for cold sores is extreme. So an extreme cold, extreme wind, like last night or today, and extreme sun. So, you know, you get it like, say, in summertime. Yeah. Going to a wedding on Friday, get a cold sore on Wednesday because the sun is out for those 5 days in June. So basically, people, what they do, probably the most popular thing would be lysine, little amino acid. It blocks your cold sore virus, the HSV virus, proliferating. Take it around the time you have like an outbreak. Or if you're prone to it, take it every day. No problem at all with that. And it can stop it proliferating and growing in your body. And that can kind of stop it happening. Propolis ointment. And your propolis ointment comes from the bees. And it's a really nice antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and a really good healer. So it'll heal up really quickly for you. Some customers come in to me and they love a bit of vitamin E oil instead. But yeah, those two things can be quite good. And look at your lifestyle. If you find at the time, you know what, I'm getting a lot of outbreaks, not on the back of an illness, like maybe in the back of a cold or a flu, and you think, you know what, maybe I feel fine, just a bit stressed. Maybe B-complex might kind of help there. But usually the lysine and propolis ointment would be the two main things that would clear it up for you pretty quickly.
And do they still come even in summertime? They do, yeah.
Yeah, because you ever hear that, like where, because it's extremes. So it can be, say, on the back of an illness, but it's the heat or the cold can kind of whip it up and maybe kind of cause and like aggravate the lips for you and stuff. Mm. Like, you never hear that before. People kind of say, oh, I'm getting married on Friday. I've got a cold sore today. How do you feel? They're in like literally the day beforehand going, how can I sort myself out before the photographs?
Yeah.
So it's pretty common actually.
Wow. I'm a woman in my 60s, this caller said to us, and my hair is thinning over the last few years. Can you recommend anything that might help?
Yeah, again, like hair thinning and issues with hair is pretty common, like lots of time in your life, after illness, medication, lack of nutrients, and especially in the 60s can be post-menopause, which would be like your estrogen and progesterone really affects your hair growth cycle. So people find their hair growth cycle in the 60s may not be as good or going as well as they'd like, and they find thinning hair, the quality of the hair, the shine, lack of sebum, and little patches sometimes are just, it's not as full as they'd like. Mm. So in store, we talk to them all individually to make sure they're not on any kind of medication and there's no issue with thyroid or whatever. And what we would do fundamentally, I would look at the diet. Protein is so important again. Look at maybe rosemary hair oil just to put on. If it's little patches, you're the very front or little kind of bits in the back, very gentle. Do it twice a day and that can really help just get circulation going to the scalp. And then we have lovely hair, skin and nails formulas. And what they will do is give you the exact nutrients you need to build that keratin and to build that hair. And lots of nice nutrients anyway for immune function, for energy. There's one we have from like, say, Italian apples and it's proscynium B2. And that has some really nice, say, form for helping with the hair growth. But come into us and we'll have a little chat and we'll see what's bothering you. Because stress, especially in your 60s and your family's kind of growing up and you've got kind of going on, can be a big aggravant, yeah. So we have lots of options.
All right. Pop in to Helen and she's in Galway Shopping Centre. I'm off sugar for Lent, this caller said. Any supplement or herbal tea that will work for the cravings?
Yeah, like we're 2 weeks in now, so it's a habit and it takes a while and it's cold and miserable and you want a cup of tea and a few Bourbon creams and you want to kind of just live your best life. So it's the time now where if you cut back on the chocolate and the biscuits, it can be a bit harder. Yeah, I love your teas, ginger, cinnamon, licorice, whichever suits your taste buds, whichever you like this kind of the smell of and the taste of, it'll warm you up and they're quite warming for the stomach and digestion. That can really help. Supplement-wise, you're talking cinnamon again, capsule form, or chromium, and they can balance your blood sugars. But we have actually some lovely new teas as well and some nice teas, and it's kind of something for everyone.
Mm.
Lots of water, and at mealtime, up your protein and up your fibre. So another 4 weeks and you'll be done just sitting there with your three Easter eggs and living your best lives.
somebody else wants to know, and again, it's a common problem, anything that might be good for rosacea and broken veins.
Yeah, again, coming towards the end of winter, and it's been a long couple of months, and now we're getting people in again, always in February and January, and even somebody in store this morning. And basically, what you just need to do is, there are lots of triggers apparently on paper, and a lot of my customers, when they come in to me, when you say what the potential triggers are, they think kind of, you know, when they don't really feel that's a big issue for them. So the curries and the hot drinks and red wine wouldn't be a massive bearing on their symptoms. So what I would look at them and see how their skincare is. Nice, clean, very simple skincare regime. We've lovely serums and lovely creams that when you put them on, they protect and moisturise and reduce the redness and reduce the inflammation. And when you're out walking the by roads and high roads, as they are these days,
mm-hmm.
You want to protect from the elements, protect from the heat, protect from the cold, the hot showers. Protection is the main thing with your skincare regime. Sometimes, and we have loads of lovely options for that, and that can be quite popular this time of year. You know, Mother's Day on Saturday, Sunday, Mother-in-Law's Day, we had someone in today buying something for her mother-in-law, and it's a nice thing. You might not buy it for yourself. You go, oh, it's just a bit of redness or a spot here or there, or,
mm-hmm.
but you can be conscious. So it's a nice little present to buy. Or sometimes there's a bit of kind of speak out there when it comes to digestive function and rosacea. So apple cider vinegar tablets can be quite good kind of add on as well. But again, it's quite individual. Get the moisturiser on, get the protection on, get the redness down, anti-inflammatory, get a nice soothing oil or moisturiser, serum, and then maybe look at the digestive system and see would that be one of your kind of triggers really.
And if it is, then what can you do?
So I like the apple cider vinegar. I like, we have tablets down there that have apple cider vinegar, dandelion and artichoke. And over the years, because when you have customers come in store and you try to help them the best, and by trying to kind of, it's kind of a full rounded solution, and I get nice feedback on the apple cider vinegar tablets to help with that low stomach acid and help to improve that, and that can really help sometimes. But the rosacea is a hard one for every discipline to kind of help heal, because it's not completely known what caused it. Obviously, it was a major issue, and it's not going away, and it's really upsetting you. Then go to your dermatologist or your doctor.
All right. Thank you for joining us. And there's a Helen in every Evergreen in the city and the county as well. But if you want to pop in, you can do so. And Helen is based in Galway Shopping Centre. Helen, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Keith.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. A world of natural health awaits at your local Evergreen Health store and online at evergreen.ie.